www.thebeatmusic.com.
Monday. Last one in October. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hannon. Mark Skogervo is here. Mark the Freedom Poet, who will host the Common Sense Club a little later on today. Both of us are, by the way, inviting our listeners on the eastern end of our audience that listen to AM 1100 The Flag to join us at Freedom Club tonight at Pizza Ranch.
You got time to come here all the way from Tioga, because if we get five people here from out there, we will start a Freedom Club meet class out there pretty soon.
Oh, we have to. We've been getting calls from folks in the oil patch who are anxious to join and participate and
have a branch,
help shape the Freedom Club in the patch. So we definitely will be. We don't want to leave folks in the patch out. So.
We want to do that. We want to get a date and a venue and really start. But we need a committee. We need four or five people want to push it along out there.
And the first Freedom Club gathering in Fargo was such a mind-blower. We had an overflow room that we just decided we better quickly put another one on the calendar.
Yeah.
Mostly because the first one was chaos.
It was.
It was organized chaos.
It was, but it was a good meeting of kindred hearts. We'll have a little more focus tonight. But it was great. Well, 65 people showed up. We'd planned on 30, so we blew the doors off the room. We got room for over 100 tonight at the Pizza Ranch.
And incidentally, the Freedom Club is something that our audience is really shaping. We don't come there with any agenda and, I think that's what people miss about, this effort. It's really people of like mind standing shoulder to shoulder and wanting to, vent a little bit and kind of just, throw out some ideas. So.
And there's been some real interest in a couple of action items, like let's go door to door and pass out some voting records of Senator Franken, or what about impeachment? What does articles of impeachment petitions actually look like? So we'll bring along some stuff like that.
Tonight, 6:30.
Right.
And are we suggesting people eat first?
Please.
Yeah.
It's because hauling stuff in, the waitress is coming in and out. Hopefully we're going to have a lot of people there.
So, I mean, everybody's Dutch, obviously, and having a wonderful meal at the Pizza Ranch. And it's the Pizza Ranch, actually, that's located off of 45th Street.
4480 23rd Avenue South in Fargo.
Right. So just off, if the folks are coming from out of town, the best way to get there would be to take off of I-94, take the 45th Street exit to go south just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I mean, you go literally about, a half block, maybe?
Yeah, just a few blocks there.
Yeah, it's not far at all. So you come off of
and then take a left, and there you'll see the Pizza Ranch there.
So if you go if you're on I-94, you take the 45th Street exit, you go south on 45th Street, the Pizza Ranch will be on your east. Okay, and it's in a little strip mall there.
You've got to turn on the north side of it on 23rd Avenue South. Turn left. Turn.
Exactly. There's an Applebee's right there as well. So.
Yep.
If you look for the Applebee's, you're on the right side of the road there. So it's Pizza Ranch, Fargo. Exact address is
4480 23rd Avenue South.
4480 23rd Avenue South. And our second gathering of the Freedom Club tonight at the Pizza Ranch. So we'll look forward to you. And we have kind of a fun little announcement that Mark and I are going to make there.
And I want you to think about if you want to go on a kazoo Christmas caroling band hike. We're going to try to get some kazoos with Freedom Club stamped on it. Everybody can play the kazoo, folks. In fact, the worse you sing, the better your kazoo.
Oh, your kazoo idea is killing me. story in the, a lot of papers all across the country over the weekend about the blazing headline of nearly 300 oil spills in 2 years.
That sounds like there's just nothing but a wash. It must be oil lake then up in the Bakken. These must be millions of barrels of oil, right? See, that's 900,000 every day, so 700 spills would be, 20 million barrels?
Yeah, this is 300 oil spills in two years.
Oh, horrible.
And when you read the story, you sort of say, gosh, oh, wow. And I guess the question is, at what threshold do you report a spill to the public?
Or is it a spill? Or is it just a transfer of capping things off? Do you remember the old days of the Giant where oil would come squirting up through the gushers and there'd be about 500 or 600 barrels spraying on everybody? They're running around covered with oil. The world didn't end. It's not radioactive. It doesn't kill ducks in a heartbeat.
We're going to spend some time today breaking down
the... But how many, just out of curiosity, how many barrels do you think in all those hundreds of spills were emitted?
Well, here, you know, again, the number that is jumping off the headline is nearly 300 oil spills in 2 years, right?
So, it sounds tragic, doesn't it?
Yeah, and if you look at, okay, well, let's take those 2 years here, okay? Let's dig into this a little bit. Records show so far this year, North Dakota's recorded 139 pipeline leaks.
Yikes.
It spilled a total of 735 barrels of oil.
Nothing at all. It didn't happen. It's irrelevant.
Well, that's not a small amount of oil.
Yes, it is. In all of those different places, you're just talking a drib and a drab. I use that. Fonzie used to use that much on his hair.
In 2012, there were 153 pipeline leaks, and that spilled a total of 495 barrels of oil.
See, this is nitpicking silly.
A little more than half of the spills companies reported in North Dakota occurred on-site where a well is connected to a pipeline, and most were fewer than 10 barrels.
I don't call them a spill.
The remainder of these spills occurred along the state's pipelines.
I call them a dribbling.
You call that a dribbling?
A small dribbling relative to 900,000 barrels a day.
Exactly. So anyway, we'll spend a little time on that today. And you are obviously dismissing this as no big deal.
It smacks of yellow journalism because the minute you say something like that, you think of pipeline bursting and, you know, Valdez ship going down, chaos in the Gulf.
Here's a question, though. I think at what level do you want to know about a spill? You know, in other words, if it's 10 barrels of oil, okay, not a lot of oil. But I live next door to it. I probably want to know about it. Right?
But these people clean it up so fast. This kind of thing, mitigation, the sites, the platforms that they work on, they're ahead. They're proactive. They deal with this stuff. It's cleaned up in a heartbeat. Here's a really interesting point. How long does it take them to clean up a 10-barrel oil spill? It's in hours,
right?
Not years.
And I guess so. I'm curious what the audience thinks about that. When you want to know, and they're talking about setting up a website where you could go and find out. I mean, if you are a neighbor, you'd probably want to know what's going on over there. You know,
sure.
They quote one guy in the story here of saying, you know, he saw him moving away dirt, but he didn't know, couldn't find out. He's busy with the harvest. He wonders, you know, what's going on there. I mean, I think honest reporting on this makes sense. I don't think everybody's trying to hide anything. I think the question is, at what point do you inform the public, and how do you inform the public, and have some process for it. Let's take a call here from Brad. Got a comment on this?
Yeah. Hey, I used to haul diesel fuel and fuel locomotives for a company up in Grand Forks, and when they start talking about spills, you know, we were supposed to report even a drop that spilled on the ground that was literally as easily cleaned up as taking a napkin and wiping it up. Now, of course, nobody really followed that because it wasn't official legal law. It was just company policy, because the company was actually very concerned about that. But we actually had a spill in Grand Forks where one of our drivers overfilled a diesel fuel tank and spilled probably 200 gallons of diesel fuel into a little containment area. And some of it spilled down the driveway, basically, and kind of ran down the street. Didn't end up in the storm drains or anything like that. But that was never reported to the news. We cleaned it up. We called a company that specializes in cleaning that stuff up. And this happened at, say, 9 o'clock at night. By the next morning, there was literally new gravel on the driveway, and none of the neighbors or anything probably even had any idea that it was anything was wrong. It was all cleaned up literally within a matter of hours. And that was a couple hundred gallons of diesel fuel that ended
almost
up on the ground.
That's a terrific and definitive call, Brad. And no danger was, the public was not put in danger. Their drinking water, their nose, their health was not in danger.
No, nothing. The fire department even came out and inspected the storm drains to make sure, because it looked like it maybe could have run down there. So they came out and checked it all out. And there's plans in place for just the emergency spill response plans that they have in place just for this purpose. There is very, very, very little danger I mean, unless you're talking hundreds and thousands of gallons of diesel or oil or whatever, you know, a lot of these spills get cleaned up in a matter of hours. They come in, dig up all the dirt. They take it to a special area where they can dispose of it, clean it up. And you know, we're not allowed to just pick that dirt up and dump it in the dumpster and then haul it out to the landfill. You know, there's very specific rules that they have to follow. And I would say that 99.9% of the companies that are involved in this are actually very concerned about taking care of the environment.
Of course they are.
For one, they don't want the bad publicity. And for two, it hurts their bottom line. If that oil's on the ground, that means it's not going in the pipeline and they're not making any money on it.
Yeah. And tell me again how much was spilled in this particular incident you talked about? 200?
We estimated somewhere between 150 to 300 gallons. You know, there wasn't an exact number, but between 150 to 300 gallons.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it. Neat story. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th, and they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right, so $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, the Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What's on your mind? In the 9 and 10 o'clock hours today, we have a debate on the diversion. Fargo Diversion Authority Chairman Daryl Vanya will be here, and Nate Burseth, who's a spokesman for a group of folks upstream who filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers over the diversion. We're going to discuss it, debate it, Should the project receive federal funding as it's currently proposed? Is it time for the project to get green-lighted? Should it be shelved? Steve and I have a different opinion on this, so we thought it appropriate to have a debate. And it is an interesting topic outside of the Red River Valley, too, isn't it? This is fodder for folks throughout the state, is it not, Steve?
Well, the ancillary stuff is what's the fodder for across the state, because you start looking at the water issues in the eastern part of the state. It's not only an excess of water with the flooding events that take place, but there's also a shortage of water that is coming. And that's where it affects the rest of the state. That's when you start looking across to western North Dakota. Of course, the big solution for a lot of the water issues, not only for North Dakota, but when you start looking at other states, either downstream or even further west, like a community like Denver, Colorado, their long-term plan is water out of the Missouri River. When they've got the Colorado River in Colorado that is dry by the time it gets down to the Gulf, you know, you're looking at water being the most valuable asset that we've got in this country. And now you're looking at a situation with the diversion in Fargo. They're not addressing more than one problem. They're addressing one problem at a time when I think there's an opportunity to address two problems.
And, of course, there is a price tag for this. And state taxpayers are part of that effort. And so there's obviously that involvement as well. In other words, all of the state.
I would rather pay once and pay a little more than pay twice when you can pay once and solve two problems or pay twice for two different problems. That just makes fiscal sense to me.
So we're looking forward to that debate today on the program. We're also going to talk a little bit about oil spills. Are you good at math?
We're in radio, Scott. You know we're not good at math.
Yeah, well, somebody needs to figure this out for me, because if we produce 900,000 barrels of oil a day, right?
That number I'm good with.
All right. That number is, we're just over 900,000 now, right?
Let me get my shoes and socks off here so I can do the math for you.
And if we take that figure times 365, we're going to say
a lot.
Yeah. My calculator won't even figure it out. It has an error message, right?
About 360 million, if I carried the decimal right.
Well, no, we're 900.
It'll be 300. Almost
you got
million. So three, yeah, about 355 million. 360 million.
So, well, if it's a million a day, you know, that would... simple math would say, okay, just call it a million a day.
Then you'd get 365 million.
Yeah, then you
so
get about
100,000, it'd be about 365.
So anyway, now divide that number. This is where your head's going to start hurting. Let's see here. I'm just going to use the total so far. 735. What's funny is that I'm talking about this oil pipeline story. What I'm trying to get at here is the percentage of oil that is leaked is very small. I mean, extraordinarily small. And according to James McPherson's story that went national over the weekend, so far this year in North Dakota, 139 pipeline leaks that spilled a total of 735 barrels of oil. Now, obviously, for some reason, they're not including the 20,000 barrels that we know about north of Tioga in the story. I'm not sure why they wouldn't.
Well, I don't think those numbers are solidified yet, because they haven't cleaned it up yet.
Yeah, maybe we don't know.
The numbers that they're pulling are where there's been a resolution to the issue.
So let's just say, rough numbers, 20,000, we'll round up. All of last year, there were 153 pipeline leaks and 495 barrels of oil. Obviously, there's going to be more this year because of this incident. But 20,000. And we're going to say 1,000. We're going to go 21,000, okay? So 365 million divided by, what did I just say, 21,000 we're going to round up to?
Yep, 21,000.
So help me with my decimal point now. I got 173,80,952. What I'm trying to point out here is an infantile amount of oil is spilled. And look, yeah, I think if a drop gets spilled, nobody likes it, right? You don't like it if it, if it's your land. You don't like it if it's your oil. It's, you know, if you're the company, it's there's a bottom line side to it. There's an environmental publicity issue. There's, you know, it's not a good thing.
Percentage-wise, let's simplify this to where I can understand it, and probably a lot of listeners can understand it. I have driven trucks. Percentage-wise, if you take 6 quarts of oil on a truck, and what that truck leaks would be more than what we've lost out of pipelines in North Dakota. I've driven vehicles that leak more oil.
There you go. Exactly right. And I think all of our vehicles probably have more oil than collectively happened. So, look, my point in raising this is that the sky is not falling here. Now, how these are reported, should they, you know, what threshold do you report them? That's a conversation we ought to have, and I'd love to know from folks. When do you want to know? You know, so anyway, we're going to spend a little time kind of throwing that around today and hopefully get some input from listeners because, you know, the media is in hyperventilation mode over this. Are you? I'd summarize my question by saying that. How about the Washington Redskins being a topic of North Dakota tribes? And I guess, given the whole Fighting Sioux debate and the fact that the governance of some of these tribes were out of step with the members of the tribe, this shouldn't surprise us. But what did you make of this story?
You know, I started looking at this. Of all the monikers that have gone away, you know, the Fighting Sioux and the different schools that have changed, you know, Central Redskins and Grand Forks, that one I could see why it went away. The Washington Redskins, you know, Redskin is a derogatory term. It is. There's no way to not call it a derogatory term. And of all the monikers that maybe should go away, that's the one that's outstanding that is still there.
You know, I would have thought the same thing, although, again, what is amazing is the amount of support among Native Americans for it, and also Native American schools that have the same name. So I come back with some of the same arguments. You know, I think we're so knee-jerk quick to assume somebody's offended. And then when you see surveys of Native Americans, and you see Native American schools with the same name, you say, well, you know, maybe it isn't that offensive. Maybe, you know.
It comes down to we're so PC right now. If one person is offended over something, then, oh, my gosh, a knee-jerk reaction, and everybody has to be up in arms over it.
Yeah, that's a little dumb to me, if you ask me.
It's
anyway,
that
in our focus and much more. On the program we call What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and I taking your calls. Looking forward to it. And that diversion debate should be fun. Stay tuned.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Scott. And I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings. Horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAFE, 855-340-7283.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
This is the What's on Your Mind program. We're going to delay the sports just a little bit here because the Vikes didn't do so good. And I'm going to, you know, try and keep Mark's sanity because he has that Freedom Club meeting tonight at the Pizza Ranch, 6:30. Don't miss it. 4480 23rd Avenue South in Fargo, the Pizza Ranch, the Freedom Club. Second ever meeting of the Freedom Club tonight. You know, we care so much about our listeners that I wanted you to know about some new technology, some new things that are available. The folks at Sanford Health have recently announced a new heart screen. And we're going to learn a little bit about this today from the cardiac rehab manager. Holly Bobe is here from Sanford Health. Holly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
So what is this new heart screen?
Yes, Sanford has just opened up a new heart screening center. It's actually called the Sanford Center for Screening, and we're taking patients anywhere between the ages of 25 and 75, and they can come in for a heart screening. And people that have been diagnosed with heart disease, this wouldn't be something for them, but people that are unsure, have some high risk factors for heart disease, can come on in and get tested.
And what kinds of things do you test?
Oh. Yeah. So we're looking at patients. Research says there's certain risk factors that contribute to heart disease. Some of those include high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lack of exercise, poor nutrition habits, smoking, those kinds of things. So we'll do a height and weight assessment, an exercise and nutrition assessment, a brief family history. We know if you have family history, the likelihood of you developing heart disease is greater, so we take that into consideration. We'll do an EKG, an electrocardiogram, that actually looks at the electrical activity of your heart. We'll check your blood pressure, get a total cholesterol and an HDL cholesterol, which is the good cholesterol, and then we put it into what's called a Framingham score, and that assesses your actual risk factor of developing heart disease in the next 10 years. And depending upon what that score is and your family history or if you have diabetes, that puts you at it stratifies you as far as risk. So if you are in that intermediate risk or high risk, then we go a little bit further and we'll do a calcium score CT scan, which actually shows us the calcification in your coronary arteries of your heart. So, and then based upon all of those results, we do some counseling with patients to tell them where they stratify in that risk, and then help them with counseling and behavior modifications to hopefully prevent the progression of the disease if they already have some, or if they don't have any, then to keep it that way.
The American Heart Association tells us that many first ever heart attacks or strokes are fatal or disabling. So obviously prevention is critical. And if you have early diagnosis and preventative therapy based on that diagnosis for heart disease, that's your best line of defense, right?
You're absolutely right, yes. And there are so many things with heart disease that we can do to prevent it. And research really says that the more you know about heart disease, the more likely that you're going to take action to either prevent it or keep it at bay. So, yes, you're absolutely right. And until you've really sat down and assessed your risk for developing heart disease, you don't really know. So that's what we're trying to help the community do, is assess really where they're at and help them make those changes necessary so they can prevent it.
And the new heart screen is up and running?
It is, yes. We actually opened last week Monday, and we had quite a few people through our doors, which was fantastic, and we feel like we've already made some differences already.
That's fantastic. The Sanford Center for Screening now open. This is the new heart screen. And, by the way, it's this particular one is located at the 1720 University Drive South location in Fargo. The cost $50, and you can schedule an appointment by calling 701-23-HEART. I love that. 701-23-HEART, which is 701-234-3278, or toll-free at 800-821-2232. So, very innovative, and we care about our listeners, so we wanted you to know about this. And, Holly, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You bet. Holly Bolt with the Sanford Health Screening Center, cardiac rehab manager.
Do you want one, Scott?
You know, I do have a little bit of history.
Oh.
But I have been screened already.
So you already were screened.
Yeah, so I have a pretty good sense.
I might run through there.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, to me, those things are a great peace of mind. You know what I mean? When you can...
Good attitude. Did you hear that, folks? Don't be fearful of what might happen. You know, 92% of all the bad things that happen to us never happen to us.
Yeah.
They're just in our mind. You know, we can't possibly have all the diseases we think we're going to have. So if we run through that screen thing that eliminates or confirms, and then we deal with it in a preventative manner. The sooner you know about something bad, the faster you can get out of it.
I wonder how many people worry themselves into a health situation over something that doesn't exist.
A lot of people have literally worried themselves to death,
Yeah. Worried
about getting sick, so they die.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
None whatsoever.
Sanford Health makes sense.
It's a neat little deal. No question about it. That Vikings performance last night was rather miserable.
Oof. Oof-da.
Now, Green Bay's decent, obviously. They were 4-2 coming in, and the Vikes have struggled mightily. But, I mean, we should have performed a little better than that, shouldn't we?
Well, it was desperate. It was in our house. And in Ponder, we threw up 31 points, but you can't give up 44 points. It was just so many things, so many opportunities lost. And unfortunately, the pack look like they're starting to gel, too. And when they're right, Rodgers is really, some of the statistics, the way he rolls out, there is no better rollout quarterback in football ever. He's just amazing when he does that.
And on the other side, we obviously have a little bit of a Vikings controversy in Monday Night Football. Or Sunday Night Football loved that, didn't they? They were... You know, we saw more shots, I think, of Freeman and Castle on the sidelines than we did, Ponder in the huddle. But what does the last night's performance say about Mr. Ponder's future for the Vikings?
The Vikings got 31 points. Freeman got 7. You know, Ponder scrambled sometimes. He actually looked more. He looked like he gave more looks, more opportunities for Peterson. I don't know, he actually looked pretty decent. He looked certainly a lot better than Freeman did.
So despite the fact it's a 44-31 loss, you'd say Ponder comes away with some positives.
The 31 is on the scoring side. 44 is the defense's problem.
Could be a really long year here for the Vikes.
Some people are saying 1-15, top draft pick. I hate having to be coveting a draft pick in the season ain't even half over.
Well, they're talking about Jared Allen being traded as soon as Tuesday. What do you think of that? I know how much you love trades.
And he's my favorite. He's my favorite defensive player by far.
Kansas City wants him.
Of course. You know what Kansas City gets to do twice in the next month? Play the Broncos. The Broncos, they were behind 21-0. In 10 minutes, Washington scored 14 points on a fumble and an interception, and then Elway went crazy. 4 touchdowns, It was just awesome. 38 points in unanswered points. And at one point, RJ the third got hit face on, full frontal hug by a 350-pound monster. And just, you could just hear the grunt and the groan all the way up to heaven. My mom shook.
One of my Facebook friends is asking, what do you think the Vikings will do all week? And somebody answered, quilt.
Quilt and quiver.
Not good.
And if they would be so asinine as to send Jared away, that would precipitate a breakdown in morale. They've got to be building for the future. And Jared brings a never-quit attitude. The guy never stops hustling. You can't take somebody like him, your best defensive player.
Sorry, I didn't mean...
I'm sorry.
Didn't mean to set you off, but he is getting paid the big bucks, so I think that's pretty
good. Yeah, and but the Boston won, so you and I are tying our particular quest for a smash burger.
You can't beat that, right?
No, it's fun. Great series. Two great teams. This is a throwback series, you know, St. Louis and Boston. This is generating some serious listenership.
Did you have an opinion on that big call on the end of the game Saturday night?
Well,
were you watching?
I didn't see that particular moment.
Okay, all right.
So I don't want to lie with my mouth open again.
Obstruction call that's garnering a bit of.
Well, the thing is, that,
I was happy because the Cardinals won the game. So,
yeah,
so I didn't care.
There was a see if in the old days that wouldn't even been an issue, not even 5 years ago.
There's a whole story about it in today's Reuters. There's a lot of folks still talking about it. Intent, not a factor, an obstruction call that ended game three. So you can check that out and get up to speed. You're to be forgiven.
I had a big day Saturday.
You had a lot going on this weekend. Mother Skogerbo has been laid to rest.
Right by her dad, right by her parents and her husband and her sister right in Erskine in this beautiful cemetery with some mature, magnificent spruce trees and stark wind. It was poignant, and Mom is happy.
Sounds like a poem. That's the beginning of a poem.
Hey,
for the Freedom Poet.
I have a feeling I'm going to wax poetic today, folks. Yeah, how can I help it? My mother was one of the great people of all time, period. I wouldn't be here without her. Do you know what Abe said?
By the way, you got your baseball love of the game and from her, right?
Do you know she loved the Dodgers? Do you know why she loved the Dodgers until before the Twins? Because they gave Jackie Robinson a chance.
Yeah, I love that.
She was absolutely missionary-minded from the time she was little. Her and Dad went on some mission trips to the Hmong in Southeast Asia, in different Indian. She was absolutely without the tiniest qualm of racism. She had me singing Red and Yellow, Black and White, We Are Precious in His Sight. Jesus loves the children of the world. And she loved the Dodgers. They were my team because of Mom until the Twins came along.
I love it. That's awesome. For sure. All right. Anything else you want to tell folks about?
No, but the Bison are, folks.
They're on a roll.
You've got to realize this is special when you're in the middle of some kind of a legacy like this. Embrace it because this is special. We got 22 seniors who are going to be graduating. The repeat performance next year, the odds are about 1 million to 1 against. This is amazing and awesome.
And one last reminder, well, for this segment anyway, Mark will be talking more about it as we go throughout the day, but Freedom Club gathering tonight at the Pizza Ranch. Bigger room this time.
Yep.
Is there a sound system too?
Eaterly, I think so. We got a guy going to sing a song he's written about the Tea Party. We want the Freedom Club to augment and help the Tea Party. We believe in the Tea Party, but we're going to be talking about how to save America, Project 33, and Scott's got a fun announcement.
See you tonight at the Pizza Ranch, 6:30. All right, folks, more coming up.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. It's not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, and Pollenburst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlankFamily.com, Youngevity link.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
All right, some kind listener has done the math for me on the oil spill and texted it to me, too. How about that? Even at 100,000 barrels, it's about 0.03%. All right, so remember I was trying to do the math at, okay, 900,000 barrels a day times 365 days, and then take the spills that are being breathlessly reported as being horrible and awful and terrible. Okay, make it 100,000 barrels, and you still get 0.03%. So, anyway, I think what's fair here is to say, okay, what size spill should the public know about, and how should that be reported? That, I think, is that's probably a worthy a discussion. But it's quite obvious to me that there's a lot of breathless reporting going on here that is part of the pile-on factor, and you know, I'm not fond of it. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today on the program. By the way, one other note for listeners in the East. Tonight, the Fargo City Commission is playing Me Too to Grand Forks. And you might remember that recently Grand Forks had city council action putting in law an anti-discrimination piece, so that's what they call it anyway, piece of ordinance in the city of Grand Forks that dealt with people of same sex trying to rent a home. And I've long said that, you know, to me, this is one of those solutions in search of a problem. You know, it's somebody that wants to check a box and say, oh, yeah, well, this is terrible what's happening. I mean, people won't rent their homes to people just because of their sexuality. Well, really, where is that happening and where it is? But, you know, this is the special rights crowd. So anyway, Grand Forks passed it. Fargo City Commission is debating the resolution dealing with sexual orientation and gender identity tonight. Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance has put out an alert to their members about this, asking for folks to attend the meeting tonight at 5 p.m. at the Fargo City Hall. And also has a link up on their website to the actual resolution. Given previous statements by commissioners and newspaper articles, we can assume this is the first step in creating ordinances to grant special status based on sexual orientation or gender identity. In the 2009 and 2013 legislative sessions, this issue was debated and defeated. The legislature understood that equality is not served by granting special status to some at the expense of all. It is important we attend this most important meeting on Monday evening. Please be at the Fargo City Hall, 5 p.m. That word from Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance Action. And you can find out more about them at ndfa.org, ndfa.org. So I wanted to let you know about that as well. On the program today, What's on Your Mind, we have a diversion debate. Looking forward to that. We actually will have both sides of this. I'm of the opinion that, look, Fargo needs flood protection, and diversion has been selected by the vast majority of folks that make up the Cass County Commission, the task force, all the people involved here, and it's time just to say get something done. You have to agree and decide on a plan and just move forward. Otherwise, you just have inaction nonstop. So I support it. Steve does not, thinks it's, a bad idea. So we're going to have a little debate on that with two of the folks on both sides of that issue. It's actually subject of a lawsuit now, believe it or not. Let me just tell you about the weather here before we round out this hour. It'll be sunny today, but don't let that fool you because it's chilling out there. In fact, I've seen some wind chill factors with the wind whipping around. Pretty cool. But it will be 37 and sunny today. Not bad. That in the valley. On the eastern end, we have listeners obviously in the patch, and we'll get to your forecast in just a moment. But eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, a mostly sunny day, mid-30s with a northeast wind at 8 to 11. Tonight, cloudy and low in the high 20s, northeast breeze around 7 tonight. Tomorrow, there is a chance of snow, believe it or not, before 1 o'clock. Then a slight chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. East-southeast wind around 8 miles an hour, chance of precipitate 20%. Tomorrow night, some rain, some snow after the early morning hours, mostly cloudy, low around 29. Wednesday, rain, snow, mix before 1, then chance of rain, cloudy, upper 40s. Thursday looks like we'll be partly sunny and 46. We'll get we'll warm up a little bit into the upper 40s later in the week. Oil patch, mostly cloudy with a high near 30 degrees today. Northeast wind around 14, but gusts as high as 18 tonight. Some snow possibility, cloudy, low about upper teens. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 34 degrees. Looks like Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low around 24. Wednesday, sunny, low 40s. Wednesday night, 27. So we're at least out of those teens for overnight lows in the patch. It's been really cool. Then we get into Thursday, 45. Thursday night, 31. But it looks like a pretty uneventful day once we get past the, 20% chance of snow tonight is it for precip. As far as I can see through Sunday in the patch, and highs in the low to mid-40s and lows in the upper 20s and the low 30s, so not bad at all. All right, take a trip around the region right now. Sunny at 21 degrees in Fargo. It is cool as we speak. Oil patch cloudy 21 at this hour. Grand Forks partly cloudy in 18. Back out east, or west rather, Minot cloudy and 23 degrees at this hour. That's a check of the weather forecast. Steve Bakken will join me. We'll open up the telephone lines, and we're going to talk about oil spills and the North Dakota tribes on Redskin names and anything else on your mind this morning, today on the program. Then, as we mentioned, at 9:30, we'll have the debate. By the way, is Dick Cheney confirmed yet? We have a fun program tomorrow. Don't talk about it yet. He doesn't want me to jinx it. Dick Cheney may be a guest tomorrow. If not tomorrow, he's going to be in the coming days. He has that new heart book. We also have Charles Krauthammer. Great special on Fox News Channel last night about the incredible life of Charles Krauthammer. That was pretty cool. Brett Baer did a neat job. Anyway, back to your calls and what's on your mind. Straight ahead, folks, for a Monday edition.
Steve Buchan and Scott Henin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.